right, good to have you back here. We're going to keep talking about money here. The housing crisis we just talked about, right? But now Nick Hopp would join me, certified financial planner, founder, president of Peak Wealth. You can find out peakwm.com, peakwm.com. Nick, good to have you back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Always a pleasure. Let's see, our friends in Washington, New York, California, all looking to add a new payroll tax to pay for long-term care for everybody. I guess, look, more taxes, more handouts, more problems, more, you know, weight on the back of businesses and people that actually get up and go to work every day. What do you make of this?
Well, I'm in Michigan, and this hasn't come across our desk yet, but clients in California brought this to my attention. My clients are saying, which long-term care policy should I choose? And I thought, well, I don't think you need long-term care insurance because, you know, you're pretty well set. Well, it turns out if they don't have their own policy, the state would implement a payroll tax, and it could be between 1% and 3% of your pay, just one more tax in California.
So wait a second. They have long-term care insurance, and you have to buy it, and if you don't buy it, they will charge you. The state will charge you. That's what you're telling me. So you have to have an account that meets certain standards, and if it doesn't meet those standards, the state of California will charge you directly. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly right.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, how long till they bring it to Michigan and every other blue state?
Well, it's an eye opener. And let me tell you, from sitting on my side of the desk, long-term care insurance is a very difficult sell. You know, we don't sell very much of it because no one wants to buy it because it's so expensive. So there's really a problem, you know, across the whole country with nursing homes, the price of care. Medicaid is obviously a problem, and that's the last resort. And so obviously we can see in California, Medicaid is operating at a deficit, and so they're trying to figure out a way to fill that gap.
Yeah, meanwhile, in California, Farm Bureau, the latest insurance company, just say we're not going to write anything here for house insurance and so forth. So insurance companies are fleeing California. I don't know if this helps. You've got a bit of advice here, as we're not too far away from April the 15th. You say do not ignore the 1099 your broker sent you. Check online if you haven't received one yet from your online bank accounts, or else the IRS will send you an audit in a couple of years. What does this mean?
Well, right now, for my business, we used to be affiliated with TD Ameritrade, and Schwab has purchased Ameritrade. And so this year is really a special year because people are going to be getting 1099s from TD Ameritrade and Schwab for the same account in the same year. So it's going to be confusing, but when you get those envelopes in the mail that say important tax documents, please do not ignore them. If you go online, you can also download the PDF and send them to your CPA. And also those online bank accounts, they don't typically send 1099s in the mail. So you have to be proactive and go after them. And if you don't disclose them to the IRS, well, the brokerage firm or the bank, they are sending them to the IRS. And the IRS is smart enough to see when the numbers are not matching up. And they will mail audit you, and you will owe tax and penalties and interest.
And that's on the little bit of interest you get on a bank account?
Yes, that's right. And so, oftentimes these online savings... Oftentimes, the online savings accounts are not mailing them at all, and you don't think to go get it. So this is my announcement to you to go after it and get that data.
Right. So the money market I have, for example, I need to pay taxes on whatever my upside has been on that for the year last year.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's nice. Look, you're full of good news today. All right. Taxes, taxes, and more taxes. We should have created our own social media company and sold it for $3.5 billion in our favor. Anyhow, Nick, let's see. Bitcoin, I see, is on the rise again after collapsing for a while. $70,000. Wish I'd bought that for a buck. What's going on here?
Well, we talked the last few weeks about, you know, the AI stocks like NVIDIA, and the Bitcoin chart is identical, right? It's gone parabolic, but we do have what some chartists could suggest as a double top from a couple of years back. But I think what we see with retail investors is people are chasing. And, you know, you probably want to wait for a pullback on something like this. Don't chase. you could end up, you know, like buying Cisco in March of 2000, and it could take a while for that value to come back. Even right. if Bitcoin is here to stay, which I think it is, you know, just be careful with your purchase price.
Yeah. It's the same with anything. You make money the day you buy it, not the day you sell it. That's true of real estate. It's probably true of what happens in this space. And real quickly, we've got about a minute left here. A donor-advised fund. What is a donor-advised fund? Back to Schwab again, you see, the leader in this space, that you can donate. What does this mean?
Right. So imagine you're charitably inclined and you want to donate to your church or another cause that you are interested in. You can donate highly appreciated stock or cash directly to the charity, or you can create your donor-advised fund, donate the stock or the cash to this account that you set up at Schwab, and you can keep the money invested. It can grow, and you do pay out from that account to your church or your charity. And it's really interesting because we can pull forward future donations. And a lot of people are not donating enough to be able to itemize their deductions. So they're just filing for the standard deduction, and the charitable contribution is not helping them. The donor right. advised fund is the solution for this.
So, all right. So church, charity, can you donate to any nonprofit?
Yeah. Any nonprofit that's qualified. Absolutely right. You can also take your required minimum distribution from your IRA, donate that directly to the charitable as well.
All right. And I want you to find out more with Nick. Go to peakwm.com, peakwm.com. There's a QR code for those of you watching on any of the video feeds today. The QR code right there. Click right on that. You can get advice on your finances, on your future, on all of the things we talked about today and far more from Nick Hopwood. Nick, always appreciate you being here from Peak Wealth Management. Nick, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Nick Hopwood, everybody. And you know, I don't know. The economy is so tough on so many people right now, and yet some seem to be doing well. Where are you these days? I'll be right back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to patriotsrelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with patriotsrelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit patriotsrelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's patriotsrelief.com or 877-230-1776.